What you're about to listen to was originally broadcast on 98.5 Sunshine FM, Perth, Western Australia. For more details, go to the website sunshinefm.ws.
Rodney Olsen here, chatting to Ross Clifford. Good morning, Ross.
Good morning, Rodney.
It's great to have your company once again. We're only a few days out from the election, so I guess our thoughts should turn to the election and exactly what we should be doing in a few days' time, and asking the question, what would Jesus vote, or even would Jesus vote, I guess?
It's an excellent question, and particularly for people living in the West, because, mate, I think Western Australia is going to be the key, to tell you the truth. Western Australia, if it holds for the government, we'll see the government return, perhaps, and if not, we'll see Mr Rudd elected. So voters and Christians and people of goodwill in Western Australia, I think, a special bit of pressure and thought is needed.
I suppose we need to look at the fact that while we know that it will either be John Howard or Kevin Rudd who end up becoming Prime Minister after the election, that there are a lot of smaller parties that may be deserving of our votes, and we need to look right through and say, who should we vote for, knowing that even if we do vote for a party that is not going to obviously lead the country, that there is the possibility that they can still have sway in various ways, especially within the Senate.
Absolutely, and the Senate could be a key here as to how the balance of power is held and what decisions are made on social and moral issues. And so, Rodney, I think it's key not only how you put your first vote, but how you put your second vote. Because what might happen even with your second vote in the Senate, if it goes to a minor party, you might find that minor party actually getting elected and having the balance of power. And the other way around, if you vote for a minor party, where you put your preference could see what happens for the major party. So it's not only key about how you vote first, use your second preference as well and use that in a strategic way.
Now, it's interesting when you look at American politics, there seems to be, this groundswell that if you're a Christian, you must vote this one particular way and that's it. And they don't seem to, I mean, I don't know, I'm looking from a distance, but they don't seem to spend as much time looking through the issues. And I think we've got to spend time looking at the issues and not saying, well, no, this is the party that Christians should vote for, this is the party that Christians shouldn't vote for, but rather say, these are the issues that I think are important. How do the parties stack up?
Absolutely, and I think in Australia, unlike America, we tend to be much more holistic, and people who are Christian, people who believe in God, people of faith, will ask the social justice questions as well as the respect for life moral questions. And so we will look for parties that deal with issues that cover environment, social justice, abortion, stem cell research. We will want to be very holistic and look at human life and care for the environment across the board. And that separates us. I mean, they talk about the religious right in Australia. I think it's a very different picture from what happens in America. We tend to be much more prepared to look at a broad-based range of issues.
How do we start to get our head around that broad base of issues? I guess if we are people of faith, we've got to start looking at a whole range of things and probably come to the realisation that I have, and that there is no party that really lines up exactly with my belief. So I've got to look at, a bit of this and a bit of that and say, on balance, I want to go this way or that way.
Absolutely, and you're never going to get a party that you agree with on everything, but yes, see the party that you agree the most with. And Rodney, there's a couple of websites that can start you on the journey. They're not going to get you the whole way, but there are a couple of websites. One I recommend is the Australian Christian Lobby website, and it's australiavotes.org, australiavotes.org, and that website will raise some of the issues for you. And I think you were mentioning another website to me off the air.
Yeah, there's another one called saltshakers.org.au, saltshakers, all as one word, .org.au. If you go there, they have a checklist. Now, I mean, I look through that checklist and it's excellent. They've done a lot of work and there are a lot of resources on the site. But when I look at that checklist, I say there's still things that I, as a person of faith, think are important that are left off that checklist. And I suppose that's what it comes down to, that anyone who is entering political life is going to look at things from their own worldview, their own beliefs about faith. And I guess I found that a little bit lacking, but I was really encouraged by the fact that they had a lot of other resources on their site that helped to inform me.
That's right. They're a good start, but you need to still ask questions that are not being addressed by those particular websites. And Rodney, for example, you know, one of the big issues I think for Christians and people of faith today in the social justice area, we talked about this the other week, is our understanding of foreign aid. And many of the press are saying that foreign aid has become an issue for the first time in Australia's political history. And we are people who are concerned for the poor of the world, and we are saying that our gross national income, we only at this stage give 0.3% of our gross national income to foreign aid, when in 1970 Australia agreed to give 0.7%. And 0.7% is where Scandinavian countries have already got to, and it's where most developed countries are heading to by the year 2015. And I suggest we ought to look at parties who are committed to getting to 0.7% of our gross national income by the year 2015. As Bob Geldof says, that still leaves us with, you know, 99 point whatever percent on ourselves. But 0.7% to go to foreign aid of our gross national income by the year 2015. The world's made that commitment. We ought to look for parties and make that commitment. Check it out, see if it's there, what their position is on foreign aid. Mate, that sort of percentage from 0.3 to 0.7 means something like 100,000 more people will live in our region every year just by increasing foreign aid.
I guess we've got to look at other things too, such as how do we treat people who are coming to this country seeking asylum? How do we treat our Indigenous community? And it was encouraging recently to see that both sides of politics got together and said we've got to do something about our Indigenous communities. Whether we agree with the way that they went about it or not, they're both starting to become more committed to seeing something done there. So we've got to look at what each side and what the minor parties are saying about looking after our Indigenous brothers and sisters.
Absolutely. And the word that we're getting back from churches, whether it be Lutheran who are uniting or Baptist that have missionaries and organisations in working with Indigenous communities in the Northern Territory, Western Australia and elsewhere, is they're very grateful for the things that are being done by the government to help the Indigenous communities at this time with respect to alcohol and sexual abuse, etc. But there's still a call from the Indigenous communities for more interaction with the local Indigenous people, more involvement with the Indigenous people, and more say by the Indigenous people in the process, partly to take away some of the fears that are taking place. So we look, you know, for parties who are committed to ongoing consultation and dialogue with Indigenous people, as well as actively wanting to help them.
Rodney Olsen here, chatting to Ross Clifford. And Ross, I'm wondering if anyone's feeling a little shortchanged so far, that they heard we were talking about what would Jesus vote, and they had their pen and paper ready to write down who they should vote for, and we're not really giving the answer, are we?
No, but we are telling them that Jesus would vote, I think. That's the first thing. Because Jesus told us, you know, to give to Caesar what is Caesar's, to give to God what is God's. You know, his mother, and of course Joseph, you know, his father, but not, you know, by birth. You know, Joseph and Mary, they went off and followed the census and did what they were told to do by the authorities, and the Bible tells us in Romans and Peter to obey the governments of the day, and they tell us to vote. So I don't think there's any doubt that Jesus would vote or encourage us to vote, you know, give to Caesar what is Caesar's, and be involved in the community. So that's the first thing. But I think there are a number of ideas that we can address that are important for the Christian understanding of the world that Jesus would ask us to consider when we vote.
Okay, what are some of the things that we need to keep in mind? I mean, we've mentioned those websites. There's australiavotes.org.au and saltshakers.org.au. A couple of places people can go, and there's lots of information there that people can work through. But what are some of the things we need to keep in mind when we're looking at that kind of information?
Well, there's a great little book out called How Would Jesus Vote, Believe It or Not. And the book How Would Jesus Vote says keep six things in mind. And I think they're good six things. One is social justice. Look what the party says about social justice. And we've addressed that already, haven't we, about overseas aid and Indigenous people in their own community and refugees. Secondly, respect for life. Thirdly, reconciliation. Four, is it a party that has active compassion? Five, what does it say about the stewardship of God's creation resources? And then finally, how does it empower people? How does it empower people to live their lives and to have security and to have healthy, joyous lives? So I think they're not a bad six.
Yeah, it's not a bad place to start when we're keeping those things in mind, having a look at what the parties are saying and thinking, you know, where do we go with this? And I suppose that's the main thing. We've got to do our own homework. We know what our faith journey is all about, and we need to sort of, I guess, put legs on that by looking at what the parties are saying.
Yeah, and so, for example, respect for life. You know, we need to ask the question, do they have respect for life from the beginning until the end? What's their policies on euthanasia? What are their policies on issues like stem cell research? And Rodney, we've all woken to the news today, have we not, that scientists around the world are now discovering they can do stem cell research without creating embryos and destroying them. And remember, we had that debate last year and the year before in Parliament saying, you know, we've got to allow stem cells to come from created embryos which we're going to destroy. All that debate, all that money put into that, and now we're hearing, no, we don't have to destroy embryos to have stem cell research. So look for parties that have a healthy respect for life, and I wish they'd spent all that time and money now doing what seems to be the way of the future.
Mm. Okay, so there's a lot there that we need to keep in mind, and it's not an easy task, and I suggest that sometimes we've been people that have decided, okay, this is the party I vote for each time. Maybe this time is the time to say, okay, I'm going to look at the issues first and see if what I really believe lines up with the way that I'm marking that piece of paper and making a real effort to make a difference to the way that the country is run. And I would suggest too that whoever comes to power in the lead up to the election and even after the election, we need to be praying for those in power.
Absolutely, because the Bible tells us in some sense we get the governments that we pray for, the governments we deserve according to our prayer. So we ought to be praying and praying hard for the election on Saturday and praying that you know, God's choice will be elected and there'll be people that represent those sort of values. And if I can, again, quickly, social justice, respect for life, reconciliation, active compassion, how do they care for God's resources and how do they empower people to live their lives in a healthy, holistic way. So not a bad six. Put your party through that, go to those websites and you'll be an informed voter. And Rodney, this election, one vote could make the difference in your local electorate.
Mm. Okay, Ross, it's been great talking about this topic. We'll catch up with you this time next week.
God bless you, my friend.
For more details on this and other programs, contact 98.5 Sunshine FM, Perth, Western Australia, via the website sunshinefm.ws. All material is subject to copyright.